Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
These two Jewish guys, Ted and I, we are celebrating 20 years of recording Messianic Minutes. And you know, it's really exciting. It really is.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun.
And if you'd like to join us in the celebration, you can do so through our website, messianicminutes.com. Now, you can hear shofar blasts on the website. You can see our pictures. You can look up background information. And if the Lord leads, you can send a happy anniversary gift through messianicminutes.com. It's tax deductible.
Yeah, we really would love to hear from you. messianicminutes.com.
Yeah, and over the 20 years, we've been on literally hundreds of stations, both with our half-hour specials and these daily programs that you're listening to now. We want to say hi to our friends listening up there in northern Minnesota on Psalm 99.5. You know, we are so blessed to be on the air in northern Minnesota, and I'm just blessed that we don't live there. Especially during the winter. Nothing against you folks up there in International Falls and all over the northern area, because Psalm 99.5 is a huge signal in that area. But
you've been up there. You've visited the people up there.
No, I haven't. And maybe someday I will if I get my ice shoes.
In the spring.
Yeah, in the spring.
Yeah, we have listeners all over America and in other parts.
It is interesting that we're heard in Alaska, we're heard in northern Minnesota, we're heard in Puerto Rico, so yeah, we got it covered.
Yeah, Africa too.
Yeah.
If you're listening to Messianic Minutes and you have been for a while, this would be a really sweet time for you to get in touch with us through the website, messianicminutes.com.
Love to hear from you folks. Now, Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, just ended, but wait until you see. We're going to lay this out over the next couple of weeks. Wait till you see how significant this is, not just about Jesus, and that's big, but about the United States of America today. And it comes right out of the scriptures, friends. It doesn't mention the United States, but you will see how applicable it is to our nation today. So let's go back into Leviticus chapter 23, where we're seeing how God laid out Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, and we're picking it up in verse 36 of Leviticus chapter 23.
Yeah, so God says you shall have a feast for 7 days, and then on the eighth day you shall have a holy convocation, a gathering together. It's a sacred assembly, and you're not to do any work on it.
Yeah, so in other words, this is definitely an appointed time of the Lord. And as we mentioned in yesterday's program, it's a seven-day feast, but God adds an eighth day onto the end of it, which will become very significant as we go through here. And now into verse 39.
In the same chapter, Leviticus 23, on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered the fruit from the land, keep the feast to the Lord. The first day shall be a Sabbath rest, and also the eighth day a Sabbath rest.
See, there's that eighth day again. He doesn't really explain why it's more than 7 days.
Well,
He
says to do it. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 16, 7 days you shall keep this feast to the Lord, because the Lord's going to bless you, and it's to be a time of rejoicing. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 14, you shall rejoice in your feast. So God likes a good party.
And this is, you know, Yom Kippur, which just passed.
Oh, solemn.
The most somber and serious time. But now, 5 days later, starts a great party time, a great time of rejoicing before the Lord.
Yeah, now that's the difference. It's not just random rejoicing. It's rejoicing before the Lord. And in verse 40, God tells us how to do it. He says, you shall take for yourselves the first day of this celebration, the fruit of beautiful trees. Boy, they smell so nice, that fruit. And branches of the palm tree and leafy trees and the willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days.
Yeah, rejoicing, waving those leafy branches before the Lord. You know, Ted, if you've ever taken a willow branch and just waved it before the Lord.
Or a palm branch,
palm branch. It's really very wonderful to praise God that way.
It is. It kind of extends the praise out from your arms and up. So it's a lot of fun, and it is scriptural. We're Messianic Minutes. It's our 20th anniversary. We'd love to hear from you. MessianicMinutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. B'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and may He keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
God of Jacob.